Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I would die for an espresso right now.
Same.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. This is a tough message this morning, and one that we can definitely use some help on. I mean, we're not parents, but some of you are. And this mom sent us a message and asked if we cannot use her name, which is fine. She told us that she could, at this point in time, can use all the help she can get because her 17-year-old daughter, who is still a senior in high school, has made up her mind when it comes to what she wants in life, and that's to be a mom. Not 10 years down the road from now. We're talking right now. She wants to get pregnant immediately. Here's the message we got from this anonymous mom who says, hi, Moose and Breezy. Love the show. Longtime listener. This is the first time messaging in. I never thought I'd be writing into a radio station, especially about something like this. But my 17-year-old daughter is a senior in high school here in Rochester, and all she wants is to get pregnant and become a mom. That's it. No college plans, no career goals. Her dream is to be a young mom, stay at home, raise babies. And she must think doing all of this is free and costs nothing. She talks about it like it's her calling, like some girls dream of med school. She dreams of diaper bags and daycare. And I hate saying this, but her boyfriend is a good kid. But I no longer even want them seeing each other in fear of her trying to trap him into having a child he doesn't want. And I've tried everything. I've talked to her. I showed her what real life looks like, even bringing up all the things she'll miss out on. She won't hear it. She's convinced this is her calling, like being a teen mom is some kind of personal brand. And I can't physically stop her. I can't lock her in her room. But I also can't just sit by and watch her walk into a life she doesn't understand. What do you do when your child is set on making a mistake you know is going to change everything? How do you talk sense into someone who's already made up their mind? Please tell me I'm not the only parent going through this nightmare. Thank you both for reading this message on your show. Also, wish me lots of luck.
So much luck.
That we do. Where do you even begin?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, how do you feel bad for this mom?
I've had these like conversations before, though, like something similar. But yeah, that's insane.
Because you're right. You can't lock her in her room, but it sounds like her daughter is just under the impression that she's going to pop out kids and her mom is going to help her raise those children with her money. You want to be a mom at 17, but you have no job, no money, no career goals. Why? So your kid can be another statistic? It's delusional. Guys, help us out on this one today. The phone lines are open.
It's giving Secret Life of American Teenager.
Yeah. 585-252-9800.
Which was one hell of a show, for sure. There's just a lot that goes into this. There's a lot that these kids don't know, right? They don't know what they don't know until they know. And no,
but in a situation like this, you've tried everything. Is it okay to sit back and be like, well, sometimes you just got to let them figure it out on their own? And it's easy to say that, but then it's going to be on her dime. Now she's going to have a 17-year-old in the house and probably a newborn. So, yeah, it falls back on the mom. I don't know. I would be pissed. Let me go to the phones. Good morning, PXY. What's your name? Oh, let me pick up. My bad. Hi, good morning, PXY.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? Who's this?
Hey, this is Jose. How you doing?
Hey, Jose.
What's up, buddy?
I can't tell her what to do, but I can tell her for experience. I had my first kid in 83. I was 14 years old. Wow. My wife was 14.
Wow.
And then we had our other one in 86. We just had great parents helping us. I used to work overnight so my wife can go to college and get her education. And then at 45, we wound up having our daughter, and we're still together. It's so hard. She said, think about it.
Wait, so how old's your oldest and how old's the youngest?
Well, my oldest is 45, 43, and my daughter's 12 years old. She's the princess of the house.
Oh, no way, Jose.
Yeah, but you and know what, Jose, you're not talking.
And the brothers are the bodyguard.
No, of course. But Jose, at 14 years old, I mean, obviously you guys weren't talking
about. We lived
about-
in New York City in the same building. We went to school from kindergarten all the way together. That's how everything, we're still together.
Good for you, man. That's
insane.
Congratulations.
14?
But at 14, yeah. Jose, you're not talking about having kids, obviously.
No,
so you guys just had to deal with it because you had the support of the parents. But how hard was that, trying to go to school, trying to be a dad when you're still a kid?
Very hard. I mean, I tried to be a big brother at first, but then I had to change my ways of being a dad. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was so young. And then I've been in the same job ever since. I started working in my job, working overnights in New York City, and then I transferred to Rochester because they left New York City.
Wow.
And my wife kept going to school. She graduated. She's a sign language. She goes like to court with deaf people and all that.
Nice.
And we've had it's been great. I wouldn't trade her for the world. We had our up and downs, but
yeah, it's a roller coaster.
It's hard. It's just so hard. It's gonna be hard for her. She can't think about
to this mom. What's the one piece of advice if you were talking to her daughter? What would you say?
I would tell her to really think about it. Go to school. Wait till you're like a little older. Try to get a college education. All you can do is talk to them because at that age, I mean, I've had teenagers. You know what I'm saying? And give them good advice.
Right.
By not letting her see her boyfriend or things like that, they're still going to see each other in the, you know, hiding or whatever, you know. So all you got to do is talk and just show her life experience.
Yeah.
Right. That's
Jose,
all you can do.
Much love, man. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Rochelle says this is where you bring in a young mom who's been through it, someone her age with a baby, who can talk about how not fun it actually is, because sometimes hearing it from their own mother doesn't work. But someone else might be able to get through to her. I agree 100%. Don't kick the boyfriend out of the picture completely. That's going to push her closer to him.
Right.
Use him as a way to open dialogue. Daughter is pretty delusional, if you ask me. That came in from Nina. Carly says, I am so angry right now listening to this because this girl sounds so lost. Get that girl volunteering at a daycare or shadowing a young mom. Let her live it for 1 week. Waking up at 3 a.m. to screaming and diaper blowouts, it might snap her out of this fantasy of hers.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
100%.
Great advice.
Oh, that's a lot. I mean, and to have young teenagers are very stubborn, and to have that be the hill they're willing to die on is actually quite scary.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys are just tuning in, we got a message from an anonymous mom, and her 17-year-old daughter, still a senior in high school, wants to have a child. That's her calling, according to her. She just wants to be a mom. She has no career goals, no job, nothing. But obviously having a child costs money. This we know. Good morning, guys. This is coming in from Jenna. I am more than willing to talk some sense into this girl. Please pass along my info from someone who has been through it. It was a painful experience because I wasn't alone. I think that Jose listener gave some great advice. I also got pregnant at 17. I thought I was ready, thought I was mature. The truth, I lost all my friends, barely graduated, and had to fight to get a part-time job while raising a newborn. I lost my childhood, but I wouldn't wish that on anyone else. It's, yeah. See, some people have been through it at that age, and it's not easy.
Yeah.
Heavy stuff this morning, but obviously it needs to be talked about. There are teenagers right now trying to get pregnant because they think at 16 and 17 that's their calling. They don't have a dollar to their name. So to the mom who wrote in, thank you, obviously, for trusting us with something this personal.
Yeah.
And to everyone, you know, thank you for sharing your stories. We do appreciate that. Some of you passed along your contact info. We're happy to pass that along to this mom. But honestly, I don't know. It might only take one conversation from someone who's gone through it for it to be a wake-up call.
To knock some sense into her, yeah.
Yeah. It's sure. PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy. We'll be right back.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
It was just last week, I think, Moose, we were talking about how... when it comes to Social Security and retirement, by the time it's time for us to retire, there's going to be nothing left. So
yeah.
We're probably going to have to work till we're like 85. But
I don't want to run the merry-go-round at the mall.
No.
I don't want to drive a school bus.
No. Nightmare. And no disrespect for the people that do that.
You got to do what you got to do.
Someone's got to do it. But I don't think it could be me at all.
They do say you're a lot busier when you're retired.
Yeah, my mom is like in Europe right now. I'm like, oh my God, okay, love that for you. But when it comes to New Yorkers, they now have a new option when it comes to retirement savings. So all of those worries of running the merry-go-round could be washed away. The State Secure Choice Saving Program officially launched on Tuesday with the hopes of helping private sector employees who do not have access to a workplace retirement plan have some ease when it comes to what is going to happen after they are past the age of retirement. The program is free for employers to set up and will allow employees to set up automatic payroll reductions that will go straight to a portal into a Roth IRA account. It aims to provide an easy way for people to get help when it comes to workers for saving money for their futures. It's hard when you own your own business and you're kind of depending on every dollar that you have and you work for yourself and there's no powers that be that are looking out for you when it comes to, you know, a 403B, 401K, 432D, whatever. I'm just shooting out numbers at this point.
All great courses to have in school.
Absolutely. Employees will have the option to customize their saving rate as well and investment choices, and they can also opt out or re-enroll at any time if they so choose when it comes to maybe they're financially struggling or maybe they can't contribute that month, whatever the case may be. The program provides another tool for employees to build long-term financial security and plan for that big retirement, says Kathy Hochul. So I think it's important because we always think about the plans that are given to us by our employers, but what happens if you don't have an employer and you are your employer?
You're independent, yeah. Does anyone still think it's a good idea to bury money in the backyard?
Yeah. You know,
just for those, you know, sure, a rainy day or retirement.
I don't know, man.
It just seems the more and more I think about it.
You don't have a backyard.
No, I don't.
And if you were to bury money near the dumpster, a homeless person would find it and they would cash out. And when I say cash out, they'd have $20 to go get a coffee.
Yeah,
they
gotta dig deep. All right, coming up. It's so important, though, to think about the future. And start saving and figure out where that money should go. You know, investing is, I've learned a little later in life, but it's super important. What do you do when you loan someone, speaking of money?
Yeah.
When you loan someone over $2,000 to help them out during a rough patch. And now that that person is doing just fine financially, they haven't said a word about paying you back. Sean thought he was doing the right thing, but now is afraid to ask for the money back because... let's just say things between the two of them have changed. We're going to get Sean on the phone with us coming up next. Stay there.
98 PXY is free.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And always will be.
Paid actors represent actual client.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Before we get over to our friend Sean, who's been waiting on hold to share his dilemma, let me start off by saying money really does complicate everything in life.
Yep, sure
if
does.
If you don't have it, life is hard. If you have too much of it,
life is also hard.
People will pretend to be your friend.
Right.
And if you loan it to people, somehow they will always forget to pay you back.
Correct.
It's just always a headache. Well, Sean happens to be one of those people who decided to let a friend borrow it. And now here we are. Hi, good morning, Sean.
Morning, Moose and Breezy. I love the show. Thanks for having me on. You guys are awesome.
Oh, thanks, man.
You're welcome.
So give us the lowdown. What's the dilemma?
Well,
another woman trying to take you for everything you got.
He's like, which isn't much, but here we go.
Go ahead, buddy.
Well, a little bit ago, I loaned a friend like a pretty big chunk of money.
Okay. First mistake.
Yeah,
but okay.
It was like it was over a couple grand actually. So
damn.
Not a
okay.
Small amount.
Okay, Daddy
yeah.
Warbucks.
Yeah, somebody's well off.
Humble brag. What a flex. He's like, yeah, I just have a couple grand to just like loan. Yeah. I also need a couple grand. I'm getting married.
Well, she was going through a really hard time.
They always are.
Her dad had just passed away and she was out of work. Things were just not looking great for her.
Sure.
You guys have been friends for a while?
Yeah, we were really good friends, and I knew she needed the money, so I was like, gonna help her out, so I did.
Sure.
Well, fast forward 4 months, and as fate would have it, that same friend wound up becoming my girlfriend.
Oh, you silver tongue devil. So
he's like, yeah.
How did that happen?
I'm not really sure. I just kind of ended up there.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. We went out one night and we were talking, hanging out, and it was a good time. And yeah, now we're dating, which I love. It's great.
Yeah.
But she is now doing a lot better financially, which is awesome.
Great.
I'm happy about that. She actually makes probably more than I do.
Wow.
That's great.
Why have I been in this situation before?
That's great. Now,
yeah,
you're probably wondering if you're going to get that money back. Am I right?
Yes, you're correct. I'm just wondering, yeah, if she's going to bring it up.
She's not going to. No, absolutely not. She's not going to bring it up whatsoever.
She's never once brought it up to you, though?
She's not. No. And I'm kind of afraid to bring it up because I don't want to seem like petty or I don't want to make things weird.
Johnny. Dude. Sean Paul, this is why you don't lend anyone money ever, because you always feel awkward for asking for your own money back. It's absolute bogus. No way. No,
hey,
thank you.
At the time, you were trying to do a good thing.
But I don't want to seem petty or make things weird. But part of me feels like, you know, that money wasn't just a gift, you know?
You mean a loan?
Yeah.
Well, she's treating it as a gift. Sean, if I may, this is my two cents, but you're never getting that money back because once you crossed into relationship territory, it's gone.
Also, God forbid you guys break up, which I'm not hoping that on you, but that's your chances of getting that money back have gone down 75%.
Just consider it an early investment in her happiness. You know, lesson learned, time to move on. And also, if you truly want that money back, don't ask her for the cash. Just make her pay for the next 22 dinners.
That's what I'm saying. Don't ask her for the cash. Just hack into her bank account. You're close enough.
You know, I don't see you getting this money back. And you can ask.
Also, it's like hard because, like, obviously it's never a good idea to count favors in a relationship or keep score. But in this case, you might have to.
How do you think she's going to react if you bring this up? Truthfully. Because you know it's going to get weird. These are uncomfortable conversations to have. And everything, especially in a relationship, is great. Everyone's happy. And until you start really having these uncomfortable conversations, and one of the uncomfortable conversations to have with anyone is money.
Well, that's the thing. You know, part of the reason I haven't brought it up is she really does not like talking about that period in her life when I did loan her the money. It was a really, really low period for her.
Sure.
Sure.
But it's your money.
So we don't even. Yeah. So we don't even talk about that time of her life. And I feel like me bringing up the money that I gave her is going to sort of hash up some old stuff that she's not going to want to deal with. And so that's part of the reason I haven't brought it up. I just feel like she's not going to handle it well.
Well, there's a reason, too, where she hasn't brought it up. She doesn't want to pay you back.
No.
All right, 585-252-9800. The phone lines are open. How many of you agree that instead of Sean asking for that money back from his girlfriend, he should just come to terms with the fact that he's never getting it back?
I would honestly, I wouldn't take that line down, but I would have a conversation, more of like a subtle conversation. It's all about delivery, right? That's what it boils down to at the end of the day. So sure. If you're like, hey, where's my money, super aggressively. But if it just casually comes up in conversation, she's more than likely to be receptive to it. Of just like, hey, we're having a nice dinner. Like, I didn't bring you here for this conversation. It just kind of like came up. I'm not like, it's like I've been ruminating on it all day, even though we definitely have.
Or, babe, I really want to take you on a nice vacation. Oh, man, I'm $2,000 short.
That's a very nice roundabout way to do it. Sure.
All right. We got messages coming in. Sean, you're probably not getting that money back, but it's worth asking for. And you clearly want it back. Yes?
I would like the money back.
Got it.
He's okay. Like, that's why I called you guys.
All right. We'll get to some messages and calls coming in right now. Thanks for your story, man, though. And good luck to you.
Yeah. Thanks for your help today.
I, too, hope you get that money back.
Thank you.
All right. Also, good luck with the relationship. Talk soon, Sean. I don't know how many people agree with Nate texting in who says, time to leave this girl immediately, because if she really respected you, then she would have mentioned paying you back on her own.
150%.
Do you think, yeah?
Well, honestly, my mind goes to, she's only dating you, so she doesn't have to pay you back.
Like, oh, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah. She only started dating you, so you don't ask her.
That's very interesting. Kind of like when I started dating.
I'd hit that angle.
Kind of like
when that angle.
I started dating my hairstylist in LA, so I didn't have to pay $150 for haircuts.
That's
interesting.
That makes sense.
Gina says, I've been in this situation. I loaned a guy $1,200 before we started dating. He never mentioned it again. We broke up a year later, and I still think about it every time I pay my credit card bill. Don't be like me. Kaylee says, good morning, guys. Here's my rule. If you loan money and there's no written agreement, it becomes a donation. I don't think he should have even bothered asking for the money back at this point, now that they're in a relationship together. Just think of it as a donation. Yes, of course. It's always a donation.
My friend was in this situation. She probably actually still is. She loaned someone like a big sum of money. Like, I'm talking.
I remember this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And wouldn't pay her back. Literally Instagram stories of this person on vacation, living lavish. She's like, hi, can you like send me my money back? Like, I'm now financially struggling and I would love that $8,000 I lent you.
Yeah.
And they had to get set up on a payment plan of $200 a month that she sometimes paid, sometimes didn't.
Listen, even if somebody asks you, and you don't have to go to them to say, can I borrow a couple bucks? Even if they come to you and suggest, here, take it. I'm telling you right now, every holiday, especially if they're family, just becomes very awkward.
Right.
You don't want to do it. And Matt says, hey, guys, if she suddenly won the lottery, would you expect her to pay you back? Of course you would. So, yes, ask for your money.
Correct. You got to do it.
I'm going to agree with this one, not that. Sean, go get that bag, okay? Thanks for the messages this morning. It's PXY.
98PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.